This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. expresspros.com.
I don't think they're that far. What I would focus on is improving your defense. And maybe it's not just your blue line, which I think does need to improve and maybe the area you should focus on, but I think it's your overall team defense. You're not going to go after a defenseman, which I think they will, but let's say they look to the forward side of things. Well, you have to understand the makeup of your roster. So your roster is built with a lot of finishing forwards that maybe aren't the best two-way forwards throughout your lineup. So what I would look for is, you know, more of a playmaking. You don't need a finisher. Someone who distributes the puck well, they can get it to your finishers. And then also getting a guy that is good in the defensive zone, that you can utilize up in that top nine or top six, that, you know, is responsible defensively.
Chad DeDominicis, we talked to him about the Sabres. Looks like Kevin Adams is back for another season as the GM. No announcement from the team, but Andrew Peters, Craig Gervais reporting that from the After the Whistle podcast. Had a thing for you here on Abdul Carter. He's making waves there in New York. He asked for Lawrence Taylor's number 56 and also for Phil Simms' number 11.
Yeah.
Which is wild just to be able to hit both those marks. You're a defensive end.
Yeah.
You're a high pick, and it's, how about the franchise's best defensive player of all time? No. Okay, how about the quarterback who won a Super Bowl, won the team's first Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
No. Phil Simms wanted to say yes.
Yeah, he said he was going to say yes.
He was overruled by his own family.
Yeah.
It said, no, do not give him number 11. And Carter, Abdul Carter, he's being, well, taken to task by a number of NFL people. I see Rob Gronkowski ripping on him for it. Like, what are you doing? You don't walk in and ask for Lawrence Taylor's number.
Mm-hmm.
And I would say, how many different guys have unretired their number? Like
Michael Irvin. Well, oh wait, sorry. They do a thing there where Jerry Jones wants their number one receiver to wear number 88.
They treat 88 with respect. Some teams will do that. But numbers that have been unretired.
There have been.
Aaron Rodgers did not wear 12 when he went to
New York. Namath.
That's right. The Giants.
Last year, right?
The Giants unretired Ray Flaherty's number for Malik Nabers.
That's right. 1 year ago, they did that.
That's right. Now, Ray Flaherty, he played in the 1920s.
Right.
1927. He played as a right end for the Giants in 1932.
Okay.
Which is a receiver. And they retired his number. His career high in yards was 350. You know, hey, wasn't a passing league back in 1932. But the point is, they had retired Ray Flaherty's number. They unretired Flaherty's number for Malik Nabers, which maybe this works to defend Carter to a point, to say, you know, you unretired a number for your last number one pick. How about for me, too? But, I mean, Lawrence Taylor is not quite the same.
Yeah, in a quick search of this, who's unretired their number. I don't know that it was officially retired, but honestly, the first thing that popped up was Andre Reed giving Lee Evans permission to wear number 83.
Well, Reed's number's not retired.
Right. So that's why I don't...
You kind of maybe,
has anybody worn it since?
Didn't Dave Moore wear it after
Dave
Evans?
Moore. I have him in 80 for some reason. But either way, right, that wasn't officially retired. So, also, I did see, well, it'd be weird, though. It doesn't line up with the Flaherty thing, because one of the, was it Charles Robinson, was wondering, I wonder if the family excuse from Phil Simms not letting Abdul Carter wear the number was actually the team vetoed it.
Yeah.
Does the team not want to make a habit of unretiring their numbers by doing it in back-to-back seasons? So that, hey, next year's rookie is going to want to do the same thing. And, well, we can't tell him no because now we've told the previous two guys yes. So maybe it could be team involved to some degree as to not let him wear these numbers. I can't think of another one.
I've got a bunch of retired numbers. Yeah, that were unretired. Apologies to some old-timers out there older than me. A lot of these are names we're not going to know.
Okay.
Denver, unretired 18 for Peyton Manning to wear.
Sure, makes sense.
Frank Trepucca,
okay,
used to wear it. Perfectly okay for him to go ahead and use it. I'd be honored to have him wear it. There, of course, are spots like Lawrence Taylor is not honored by a rookie wearing his number. You got your number retired way, way back when, and Peyton Manning wants to wear it?
Yeah, that's very different.
Yes,
that's extremely different.
Gary Carter, unretired his number 8. And with Montreal and a series of players, just that's because the Expo nullified all retired numbers before going to Washington, D.C. So that's a different case.
Gotcha.
Steve Largent, here's another one. I mean, he's an NFL great.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere. Applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Steve Largent, Seahawks.
80. They are unretired 80 because Jerry Rice came to town. Again.
Okay, yeah.
Okay. I'm honored. You can wear number 80.
Yep. Very different.
Aubrey Clapper, Boston Bruins defenseman, right winger and defenseman, number 5, unretired for Gila Point.
Okay.
Ward Cuff, halfback and kicker with the Giants, unretired 14 to give it to Y.A. Tittle.
Okay.
That's how long ago that is. Billy Cunningham, forward and center of the Sixers, unretired 32 to give it to Charles Barkley.
Okay. That makes sense. Wait, didn't Barkley start his career, though, with the Sixers?
He did.
So is that a rookie, Charles Barkley?
Barkley changed to 32. I did not know this story. This is at mentalfloss.com. In 1991, when Magic Johnson stunned the world by announcing he'd become HIV positive to show solidarity with Magic, Charles Barkley changed to 32 during his final season as a Sixer.
Okay, and then he needed
after
his
getting
permission.
Yes.
Okay.
Billy Cunningham's blessing.
Gotcha.
Mark Messier got to put on number 11 in Vancouver, taking it from Wayne Maki.
Oh. Okay. I thought I had read a story about that was part of his that I'd read a thing about Mark Messier and why Vancouver hates him. Maybe it was two reasons. I thought he made two demands. One was that he had that would fit then. He had to have a number that was retired, and he refused to play there without it, and he also needed to be captain.
Well, one thing,
and Trevor Linden was captain.
Learning this as well, mentalfloss.com. I used to subscribe to this magazine, Mental Floss. It was pretty cool. Anyway, this story is this player died in a car accident, and they retired his number, and they gave Messier 11 without contacting, if it's Mackie or Mackie, his family. So they unretired a number of a player that had died. Luis Aparicio in Chicago with the White Sox, number 11, was unretired for Omar Vizquel.
Yeah. Real quick, the Messier thing, I was right, by the way. So he got there, and he demanded to be the captain, and they relinquished that. Did not go over well with Canucks supporters, the Wikipedia page says. Also, Messier's demand to receive number 11, which he had worn throughout his career, but the Canucks had retired for Wayne Mackey, hurt his image as well. Messier has been said to be undoubtedly the most hated player in the history of the Canucks.
Wow. All right.
Wow.
William Hershberger had the number 5 before Johnny Bench wore it.
Okay.
Hershberger committed suicide months before Cincinnati won its second World Series. The number was off limits but made available again in the midst of World War II. Mm-hmm. Johnny Bench wore it, and of course it stays unused after his retirement. Purvis Atkins, New Mexico State Aggies. Again, a lot of these are in a spot where a player, well, whatever, here we go.
A lot of them were like, they are great players already.
Yeah.
You know, like where, you know, if Who works for this?
This is not an unretirement. This is a play. This is a president of a team being given a number. John Riggins, Kansas Jayhawks, a couple players. Bobby Hull gave the number 9 to his son.
Yeah. So, this would be like if Mitch Marner said this offseason, "Hey, I'll do it.
I want Perreault's number.
I'll come to Buffalo, but he wears 16, okay, so I want LaFontaine's number, and I'm not coming without
something."
It
tells me that phone call to LaFontaine might be.
Oh yeah, maybe.
I don't know. I don't know.
What would you do? Hey, he won't come without 16. I think you got to give him the number.
Mm-hmm.
I think you got to give him. get him the number. Although I don't think Abdul Carter is making. Am I wrong? Is he not? He's not making like a big mess of it. He just got told no, and now he's moving on to a new number?
I think so, right. He's not making a mess of it, but
he's not. Yeah, okay.
I think he has maybe rubbed some people the wrong way by asking for 56 and 11 with the Giants.
Okay. Just him asking for it.
Right, the Bills.
Well, 11 makes sense because he wore 11 in Penn State. And why is he asking? Is he asking for 56 as like an homage to Lawrence Taylor?
I think so.
Because that happens a lot now. UB does this with number 41. I forget the backstory on it. I should know it. But it's honoring somebody that, like, one of their important players wears 41, like, every week. So the number is honored, but in that it's worn.
Right.
Not that it's never worn again. It'd be like if, hey, to be the captain of the Buffalo Sabres, you have to wear 11. Because we're honoring Gilbert Perreault instead of no one ever wearing it again. A lot of teams opt for that.
803-0550. Extendo Sports coming up. We'll wrap and then pass things off to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. It's all coming up here on WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.